The makers of Colston, the favorite mealtime drink of millions of American homes, present those three lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Lum and Abner.
Hello? Yes, ma'am, this is him. Oh, no, you didn't. You were doing the wrong. Now, listen, Mary, you don't look like that. If you said anything to me, I honestly didn't believe it was partly your fault. I hate to say it, dear, but you know, Dad has been nagging him quite a bit lately, and maybe he just couldn't stand it.
Well, you know something that isn't very pleasant. Having a friend tell you, you've been pretty nagging lately. But you know, I don't believe it's your fault, and he really isn't anybody's fault. Because very often a nagging disposition means that you thought doctors call and nervous irritable. And maybe the real cause is coughing nerves. Of course, many people can drink coffee and not become nervous and irritable, but you may be one of the many others who shouldn't touch it. So, if you think coffee makes you touchy and cranky, switch to Colston. Because Colston can't possibly affect your nerves. It contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind. And Colston is cheering and fragrant. Steaming in the cup, Colston has a flavor that's most delicious. Try Colston, friends. If coffee makes you nervous and irritable, drink Colston instead of coffee. And after a fair trial, say it's 2 weeks, see if you aren't mighty thankful, too, that you switched to Colston. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge are all excited over the motion picture that is soon to be made in the city. A representative of the company has been in town all week selecting locations for the picture, and it looks as though they'll be underway within the very near future. And we're looking on the little community today, we found Abner over at the Down and Down store. Mom has just entered. Listen.
It's the what?
The story they're going to make the moving picture out of.
Oh, well, is all of that there just about the moving picture?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's as thick as a mail order catalog, Ron.
Well, it's a regular full-length picture, you know. The worst part about it is we got to learn it by heart.
Learn all that that's in there by heart?
Yes, sir.
My doggies, I might as well just stop right now. I couldn't learn all of that in 40 years.
Well, you just have to learn your part.
Oh.
This is everybody's part, isn't it?
Have I got very much to say?
I don't know. I'm ready to. You've got it if I'm ready.
How long are we going to give us to learn it?
Well, I don't know. We said the weather after it'll be in here from Hollywood Saturday.
Saturday, huh?
Yeah. Look here. Ain't that right, dear?
What
did
it say? I
ain't
got my spectacles on.
Lum and Abner in their first motion picture. Story by Barry Chivers and Robert B. Andrews.
Yeah, good try.
Original story and screenplay. Final draft.
What does that mean, staff?
I don't know. Well, that ain't been our biggest movie. All we're supposed to do is act in it.
Yeah.
Even if they know there's no stage, we have to
start that. I don't know that I can wait
to hear it. That's the characters. Oh, that's who I'm doing.
Who all does it say that? Has it got my name on that?
Let me see. Lum and Abner as themselves. I don't know what they're doing there. Proprietors of the Jot'em Down store, the hub of activity in the little town of Pine Ridge. See, there, they'll have to use the store for the picture, and you bring it to Squire Skimp.
Now, Ron, you said you wouldn't bring that up no more.
Yeah, that brain digging around. I never said nothing.
Then
did. But from here on, don't you sign no kind of legal documents that I ain't here to give you my advice on. And you'll stay out of trouble.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Read the story if you're going to.
Well, I ain't read all the case, kid. Dr. Walt Barnes, he has the office upstairs over the John and Dan store. Kindly, quiet, modest. For years, the only doctor in Pine Ridge.
You can't find Doc
Morris. That's where they get a change of name. An RFB doctor who works without modern equipment, inviting substitutes.
I can't do that.
He works minor miracles and never asks for applause.
Well, what's the RFB doctor?
Yeah, all doctors got their initials behind their name. Say they studied for it and got a degree.
Well, I thought they called a doctor.
I told you they changed up his name.
Who did you say he's gonna marry?
Alice King.
Well, I don't know her either. Who is she?
Alice King. Young and beautiful. She has acted as postmistress since her father's death.
Well, Grandpappy's spirit is acting as postmaster while the congressman is away.
I told you they're changing all these names, Abner.
Grandpappy's name's going to be Alice King in the picture?
No. They're going to make out like we got a girl postmistress.
Yeah, I reckon it would be better. Couldn't have a doctor son for when you know the thing to get.
But there is a leading lady, one of the heroes of the picture.
She is, huh?
And she's in love with the doctor's son. Well, what have I got to do?
Well, Doc, was you in on the girl falling in love with you?
I didn't know much about it.
Did they tell you she was going to?
No, but I played the part of the young doctor. Yeah. That's the part. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, he was just a young fella according to that, Ron. He didn't have no mustache like you got there.
I could shave it off, couldn't I? I've shaved it off before.
Well, you always look like you just got up out of a sink bed when you're doing it.
I never read that description of him again. Walter Barnes, a keen, intelligent, ambitious young man who hopes soon to marry Alice King.
Well,
how old do you think I am, anyway?
What? Well, I wouldn't call you young.
There's got to be somebody running around in Walters.
No.
Anyway, I'm going to talk to that fellow Carlo. He thinks he's that funny. If you don't, he's going to make it awful embarrassing for me.
What embarrassing?
To be right honest, I've been telling around and I'm the fellow the leading lady is going to fall in love with.
I'm kidding, so.
Well, I naturally suppose you would.
Why, they told you they'd harm you to act like you always do. You just play the part of a storekeeper.
You've seen a girl fall in love with a storekeeper?
Not so long you showed me the picture of yesterday. She looks like she's got too much sense.
What did you mean by that remark?
I mean she's young and pretty. She ain't gonna fall in love with no backwoodsy storekeeper.
Who's a backwoodsy storekeeper? Look at these clothes. You never seen nothing but a moving picture actor wearing stuff like this.
I never seen nobody with a get up like that you've got on. Yellow pants and checkered coat and them colored spectacles.
Well, you just don't know the styles of your trouble.
Well, I'm dressed all right, but just want me to be a storekeeper in Pine Ridge.
Well, I don't want to be a storekeeper in Pine Ridge. I want to do something where I can do some acting. Then the Academy Awards they give every year.
Well, you ought to be glad to get any kind of a part, Mom. Go ahead, read the rest of it.
I don't know whether I want to read the rest of it or not. Disgusted. Might not even be in. That's the way they're going to treat you.
Oh, you're acting like some young and long. They couldn't put enough chains on you to hold you to keep you from making a picture. Now, go on and read the rest of it there.
I'll read it, but I ain't saying I'll do it. Well, I am. Oh, yeah. Young Walter's greatest rival for Allison's affections is a local boy who has made good type. Wait a minute, I'm going to. That must be who I am, I said. Did you hear that? Local boy who makes good.
Local boy?
Yeah. They know what they're doing. They want to call me a boy and tell them business. I know these clothes make me look younger. Maybe I'd slip it up to some of these smart alecks around down here.
On the goodness, I'd never believe it.
Yeah, that's fine. Me and the young doctor's son both in love with the sea. As long as I don't jolly enough with the things over to you, I don't care what the place is.
Well, you've got to do what they say for you to do, Long.
Yeah, but the minute they see me in some of them large things, they don't want me to be the one to win it, regardless of what they got wrote there.
Well, what about you being a storekeeper?
I'd still be a storekeeper and still be in love with her. So they're a local boy who has made good. They might have me owning the whole store by myself, for all I know.
Well, here, wait a minute. I'm a half owner in this store. What am I supposed to do?
You might be a dealer boy or something. A clerk, I'm hard to work for.
My dog, I won't do it. I'm owning half of this store, and I'm going to be a half owner in the picture. I won't be any.
Well, you have to do whatever they've got wrote down here, Evan. Don't bawl me out. I wasn't the one that wrote it. You can't be changing their stories. Then you're making a dealer out of me, aren't you? Need the rest of them see what else they got.
I don't want to hear it. I ain't going to be no clerk or no dealer no more.
Exactly. Now, what difference does it make? It's just a play. Sit back down there now and let me see you.
Yes, thank you.
Young Walter's daily travel for Alice's affections is a local boy who has no good type. The town stuff shirt. He hopes to marry Alice to share in the estate. He knows her Aunt Agatha will leave her. Wait a minute. A very overbearing and egotistical individual. What is that stuff shirt business?
I wasn't saying nothing. Don't you know what a stuff shirt is?
Well, according to this, it ain't a hero. What is a stuff shirt?
Why, if somebody thinks they're a heap smarter than you are, a despicable sort of a thing.
All right, then, if that settles it, I won't do it. I won't be in that blame thing.
Well, here, now, don't throw the story on the floor, and they want that thing back. I just got my part in it.
Yeah. I look like the kind of a fella to you, like a stuff shirt?
Now, wait a minute. Here, look here, Lom. This part ain't for you, no way. This is Will Danielson. Now, heavy, whatever that means, says right here. You're just the same as I am. You're just a storekeeper, Long.
Oh, well, let's see. Yeah, that's fine. I got it. That's what I want to be anyway. A small town store.
Don't forget, friends, at this same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Colston, your best bet for the night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Thank you.